This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshresht. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted that the world is looking towards India today for solutions to various global problems. In a video message at the Genomics Data Conclave in Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi said the Genome India project marks a defining moment in the country's biotechnology landscape. The Prime Minister noted that the combination of biotechnology and biomass in the 21st century forms a crucial foundation for a developed India as a bioeconomy. He highlighted that in the past 10 years, bioeconomy has jumped from $10 billion to $150 billion today. The Prime Minister also lauded the release of the Genome India data, hailing it as a historical step for research and healthcare in the nation. Mr. Modi mentioned that genome sequences of 10,000 Indians from various groups have been analyzed and its data is now available at the Indian Biological Data Center. This data can be used by researchers, scientists, and scholars across India. During the event, Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh released the framework for exchange of data protocols and launched the IBDC Data Access Portal. Dr. Singh said that the last decade has been a game changer for biotechnology in India. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the government is committed to transforming the Indian police forces into smart forces to successfully meet the challenges of policing as well as internal security. Mr. Shah said this while chairing a review meeting at the Bureau of Police Research and Development, BPRND, in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, Mr. Shah took an overview of the 6 divisions of Bureau as well as their achievements, ongoing tasks and future roadmap. He also took a special review of the efforts and initiatives by the Bureau of Police Research and Development towards the implementation of the new criminal laws. Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has filed a fresh FIR against Karthi Chidambaram, son of former Finance Minister P. Chidambaram and Congress MP, in an alleged corruption case. The case involves a suspicious payment made by alcoholic beverage company Diageo Scotland and Sequoia Capital to Advantage Strategic Consulting Private Limited, a company controlled by Karthi Chidambaram and one of his close aides. The FIR alleges that Karthi Chidambaram provided relief to Diageo Scotland in relation to a ban on the duty-free sale of its whisky in India. The case is linked to alleged irregularities in the lifting of a ban on the company's sale of duty-free liquor in India in 2008. The Kumbhavani channel of Akashvani, dedicated to Mahakumbh 2025, will be launched in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh today. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will launch the channel. The Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, will join the program virtually. During the program, Kumbh Mangal Dhun will also be launched by the Chief Minister. Kumbhavani channel of Akashvani will broadcast many programs based on every activity of Mahakumbh from today until 26th February from 5:55 in the morning to 10:05 in the evening. In Canada, Indian origin Member of Parliament Chandra Arya has announced his candidacy for Prime Minister following the resignation of Justin Trudeau. Arya, a Liberal Party MP from Ottawa, has pledged to eliminate the consumer carbon tax and advocate for Canada to become a republic. Arya hails from Dwarlu village in Tumkur district, Karnataka, and immigrated to Canada in 2006. He was elected as the MP for Nepean in 2015 Canadian federal elections, securing re-election in both the 2019 and 2021 polls. He currently serves as a member of the Standing Committee on International Trade. In the Men's Hockey India League, Vedanta Kalinga Lancers defeated Team Gonasika in 2-1 in Rourkela, Odisha. Lancers captain Aaron Zalewski scored the decisive second goal, giving his team the lead, while Antoine Kina were equalised with the first goal. Earlier, Gonasika's SV Sunil scored the opening goal of the match. Antoine Kina was named player of the match. With their second consecutive victory, the Lancers have climbed to third place in the points table. And that is the end of this news bulletin.